Once again, as a reminder, media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. Now, welcome into the call, the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
What's up, Rob? How are you?
I'm well. Congratulations to your team, a second straight Governor's Cup as you come from behind to beat Brown 31-28. Give me the impression on your team's play in that victory.
Well, you know, it was a lot more than we thought we were going to have to handle. The quarterback was a real guy and created some problems for us. And, you know, defensively, they did a good job. We thought we'd have a little bit easier time, but they did a nice job taking some things away. But we got it going. Second half, I think we left a lot of points out there. But at the end of the day, the big takeaway is that you ended up having a stop on defense late and then having a chance to grind the clock out at 4:20 left. You know, we got the ball back, and they never got their hands to have a chance to try to get back in it. So I think that's the big takeaway, and that's what I'm most pleased about, and the dust.
Yeah, how bad? I mean, we've spent 3 weeks talking about all these heartbreaking losses, and you guys have had more than your share. To see the lead get away there in the fourth quarter, and then Vito able to rally, to put you ahead, and then, as you said, your defense holds, and then you're able to kill the clock. How big was that for your team's confidence here going forward?
I think it's big. I think you got to build on every little piece. I mean, obviously, you've been in, as you've already mentioned, you know, three games that were, oh my God, finishes. And, you know, particularly the last two where we had a shot, had the lead, and then, you know, gave it up later. It was almost unfolding the same way. So to be able to stop the bleeding and make the change in that piece gives everybody a little bit more confidence. Now we got to figure out how we can get started a little bit faster on offensively and continue to go ahead and tighten things up on the defensive side.
Got a media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Hillary.
You do have a question from Mike Barber with Richmond Times.
Good morning, Coach. I actually have a couple if I can sneak them in.
Sure.
I wanted to ask you about recruiting Darius Parentis. Obviously, we know his brother well here from his basketball career. Anything stand out about his recruitment?
Well, I mean, it was you know, we've been out most of the time in the junior colleges out there, but Will Fleming, who's the guy who does that for us, you know, started to expand the scope a little bit, and when he was by high schools, checking in for guys, particularly quarterbacks, because we like the experience that's gained out of California quarterback throwing it all the time. They're involved in a heck of a lot of stuff year-round. And he fell across, you know, Darius, and has, you know, he has a couple of contacts out there that mentioned this kid was a little under the radar. We, you know, saw him on tape. He went and saw him, you know, in person throw, and it was, you know, a very easy decision at that point in time. Then the question became whether we could get him, and got him over here to campus. He really enjoyed it, loved it, and is the kind of kid that would travel and have no problem out of California, and, you know, embrace a new atmosphere. So that's about the story. You know, found a kid, he's a good player, and we're really thrilled we have him. And I was really hoping last week to get him out there a little bit, but the game didn't unfold that way.
What specifically do you like about his skill set? And with the rule now, would you like to get him some game action, it sounds like, this season to kind of see what you've got there?
Yeah, I think I got a pretty good idea of what we've got. I mean, he came into a very stiff competition here as a true freshman. You know, we didn't have him in the spring. Had him very briefly in the summer. And for him to come in and put his best foot forward and earn the second spot, you know, he had to beat out some significant competition. So we think we know what we got. Obviously, you'd love to get him in the game and get him some live bullets. And, you know, we'll see. We got a long season still ahead of us. And, you know, we'll see where it goes. But, you know, we'd like to certainly get him some game experience so we can know what to expect as we go down the road.
And last thing for me, and I apologize for all the questions, but as you look at this week, with them changing quarterbacks, how does it change your preparation? And do you feel like you have a good handle on what they want to do offensively with Hooker at quarterback?
Well, you know, I don't have a good handle right now at, you know, 10, 11 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning, but I'll have a better handle by the end of the afternoon. Certainly, they both, you know, pose different kinds of threats. The runability of the new guy is legitimate and concerning. The whole squad's concerning for us going into this football game. But I think they know what they want to do. They're good football coaches. They can get them lined up. They know what they're trying to take advantage of, and they've got some schematic things that are going to be a real challenge for us. And then not to mention the physical component of it, which is significant. Us playing up to that level is a great challenge for our kids and our coaches, and we got to figure out a way to go ahead and slow them down a little bit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim, while we're talking about quarterbacks, offensive player of the week honors for Vito Priori, 389 yards and 3 touchdowns passing. He's been one of the top passers in all of FCS all season long, but maybe even and more impressively in his numbers, 12 touchdowns and only 3 picks with as many times as he's thrown it. Talk about his game on Saturday and just the first half of the season that he's had.
Well, talk about his game Saturday. I mean, obviously those are big productive numbers. Now, there's plenty of opportunities there when you're sitting there through it. I think 45 times he was 31 of 45. I mean, that's a reasonable completion percentage. And, you know, he's, you know, there's probably 4 or 5 throws he'd like back. You know, there was a couple of deep balls that were right off the fingertips that could have been huge explosions that would have, you know, really gotten the game going in a different manner. And there was a couple of call plays that, you know, he just, you know, did not execute properly, which we, you know, were designed and I think would have been explosions had we carried through it. So, I was pleased with his performance. I don't think it was his best, you know, but he was certainly, you know, got us to the win, which was important. And then overall, from the whole season perspective, I think that he's been a very, you know, solid, good operator as we need that position to be. He's been putting the ball in catchable areas for his guys. He's got some guys who can go grab it for him. And he's been able to manufacture drives when we need them all season long. So I can't, you know, I'm not throwing any darts at it. He's our guy, and he's doing a heck of a job for us.
Got another media question if you'll get that for us, Hillary.
You do have a question from Brendan McGair with Your View.
Good morning, Coach. Just wanted to ask you, when you schedule these games against Virginia Tech, for example, how big is the financial component in terms of what the school can receive, and how much does that money you receive really help not only the football program but the university as a whole?
Well, I mean, those are all components in scheduling these type of games. You know, I'll leave the exact dollars and cents if you want to talk to the athletic director. I don't know if he wants to share those kinds of things. But, you know, we're playing two, you know, BCS teams. Obviously, we played Ohio University, and there was a payday there. And then we scheduled this one because we knew we had some significant things we needed to try to achieve in terms of our program development, and the only way for us to do that financially was be able to schedule the Virginia Tech game. And so all the proceeds of that after travel will be going to improvements in our football program, and they're very needed and will be helpful in our ability to grow the program going forward. But that's there's a benefit, I think, of national exposure. You know, but bottom line, you know, you want to go up and you want to play well too. And it's going to have to be a perfect storm for us to be able to win it. You know, you saw how Furman played the game weeks ago, and you know, FCS opponent that kept it close, but you weren't unable to close the thing out. You know, all things are possible. We'll practice hard, and we'll get ourselves prepared to go play, and we'll lay it out there and come home and get back into our conference schedule.
Perfect. Good luck this weekend, Coach.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Jim, before I let you go, beyond the financial component, do your players enjoy the challenge of going in that type of setting and trying to shock the world and pull the upset?
Yeah, I think absolutely they do. I think, you know, this group in particular, when Thor came to me with the job, with the game possibility, my immediate reaction was no way. You know, I wanted to keep an open date for the possibility of being a little fresher if we could put ourselves in position going to playoffs. I thought that rest would be necessary. But when we started talking all the specifics, it is a team that is embracing this and are very excited to go play. You know, they want to put themselves against, you know, the higher level. They want to be able to challenge themselves. And you know, we've been in challenges all year long, but this will be a special deal for them, and I'm looking forward to the experience, and I know they are. You know, I've been in those kinds of stadiums and those kinds of games, and you know, the biggest thing that I want to see is us to be able to go play good football and let our guys go out there and compete their very best and see if we can find a way to win a game like we do every game. But certainly this team has the competitive makeup that embraces and does not cower to this kind of situation. They'll come on out ready to fight.
All right, Jim, safe travels on the way to Blacksburg, and I look forward to talking again next week.
All right, pal, thank you.
All right.